Luke chapter 6. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath, Saturday after the first, that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn, and ate, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said to them, Why do you do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days, Saturdays? And Jesus answering them said, Have you not read so much as this, what David did, when he himself was hungry, and those who were with him, how he went into the house tabernacle of God, and took and ate the holy bread, and gave also to those who were with him, which it is not lawful to eat except for the priests alone? And he said to them, The Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath Saturday. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, Saturday, that he entered into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day Saturday, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man who had the withered hand, Rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days, Saturdays, to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it? And looking all around upon them all, he said to the man, Stretch forth your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with rage, and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called to himself his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles, ambassadors: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon called Zelote, and Judas the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also was the traitor. And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea, and Jerusalem, and from the Mediterranean sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were harassed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, because virtue, goodness, healing power went out of him, and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed are you poor, because yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, because you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, because you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall say bad things about you, and cast out your name as evil, because of the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, because indeed your reward is great in heaven, because their forefathers did the same to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, because you have received your reward. Woe to you who are full, because you shall hunger. Woe to you who laugh now, because you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you, when all men shall speak well of you, because so did their forefathers to the false prophets. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who despitefully use you. And to him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer also the other. And to him who takes away your cloak, do not forbid to take your coat also. Give to every man who asks of you, and of him who takes away your goods, do not ask for them back. And as you would want men to do to you, you also do to them. Because if you love those who love you, what thanks do you have? Because sinners also love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what thanks do you have? Because sinners also do the same. And if you lend to those of whom you hope to receive, what thanks do you have? Because sinners also lend to sinners, to receive as much again. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest, because he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. You therefore be merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Do not judge, and you shall not be judged. Do not condemn, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, men shall give to you. Because with the same measure that you give out, it shall be measured to you again. And he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone who is perfect matured shall be as his master. And why do you see the splinter that is in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the beam that is in your own eye? Else how can you say to your brother, Brother, let me pull out the splinter that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the beam that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to pull out the splinter that is in your brother's eye. Because a good tree does not bring forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit, because every tree is known by his own fruit. Because men do not gather figs of thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil, because of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man who built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat greatly upon that house and could not shake it, because it was founded upon a rock. But he who hears and does not do is like a man who built a house upon the earth without a foundation, against which the waters greatly beat, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.